Late summer in the cabin. Welcome to Crapper Creek, Alaska. My name's Glenn, or your luscious host. Got the podcast time. A good one this week. We're going to talk about mayonnaise cologne, perfume for dogs as well. Got an episode of Fuck My Life. Talking about dying ugly, pooping on the beach, homemade sex toys, and girthy eggplants this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Pretty interesting story came out about taking care of our pets and things that scare pets. We had International Cat Day, and you know, I have a cat, one that was scared of everything and one that's scared of nothing, so it all changes. But they said things that are scaring our pets. Number one, obviously, on the list is fireworks. It says 47% of their pets find them terrifying. I would have guessed that number is higher. But then again, I got dogs. I grew up with retrievers and labs that were all, you know, hunting dogs. And you can blow off TNT and cherry bombs next to them. They don't even blink. Going to the vet, another one, trauma again. The vacuum cleaner. See, I have pets that were afraid. I had one that was obsessed that slept with the vacuum cleaner and had to walk with you as you vacuumed because you were using his vacuum cleaner. So they're all weird. They're all neurotic. Other thing that scares our pets, people they've never met, sudden movements, balloons popping, getting too close to kiss or cuddle them, the sound of a tea kettle whistling. A tea kettle? Was this pull done in England? What does that mean? Opening the fridge, 7% says it makes their pets jump. Now, all my pets jump. That's just because they're all food whores. They're like, right, the ice machine as well. They love ice. They hear you getting ice, they're up. They hear the fridge or... They know what it's funny. They know the sound of certain drawers. Does your dog know, like the snack drawer that can just hear it open and they know? I love this one. A loud fart. Really? Is that scaring your pet? Man, if your farts are scaring a pet, yeah, I think it's you that's got the issues. Because there's a lot of things, and then your dog looks at you because you're probably trying to blame it on them anyway. But, yeah, they're probably looking at you like, please stop farting, I guess, if they could talk. But then they'd probably say other things like, hey, you know, toilet water could use a twist of lemon. Just saying. Psst, you know, the cat hates you, right? Right? Your dog would say all these. If he could say, you know, if he could say stop farting, it would be like, hey, want to throw a tennis ball until a dry heave? Dress me up for Halloween again. I will kill you in your sleep. Could you give me and the throw pillow just a little privacy here, if you know what I mean? Okay. Just so you know, the dog sitter smokes weed and never walks me. I'm just saying. But seriously, I mean, what did you do with my balls? See, dogs would say lots of things if they could tell you to stop farting. Number one would probably be, thanks, but you know what? I don't want to lick peanut butter that bad, thank you. You know, everybody loves a bargain, you know, shopping, you find that great deal or something you're all excited about. Yeah, look what I got. And for about three and a half hours, it's great, I guess. What am I talking about? Well, apparently the buzz of a good bargain, find that, I don't know, sweater. Perfect thing. Whatever. Well, the buzz from that good bargain lasts for about 3.5 hours, 216 minutes. A new survey out on everyday expenses, and it found that many people actually get a buzz when they get a good deal. But it doesn't last. The average post-purchase glow lasts about 216 minutes. That's 3 hours, 36 minutes. You know, since nobody likes doing math. 1 in 3 people feel the buzz longer than that. Especially if it's like, I don't know, on happy hour drinks, maybe? 10% say it boosts their mood the entire day. Hey, you know what? If I buy a new golf club, new driver, and it's working for me, I'll feel that buzz every time I smash it. 60% of people believe they can find a deal on anything. See, I like that. I like finding deals. So what is a good deal? On average, they say it's about 36% off. If you can get 36% off, that's a pretty good deal. It's not as good as our 50-50 Friday offers, but still not bad. You know, there's other good deals probably don't last a lot longer than that. That show, The Golden Bachelor, that's about, I think, how long his marriage lasted. Or your teenage daughter's interest in anything other than TikTok. Aaron Rodgers' 2023 career as a New York Jet. I think that was well under 216 minutes. Any article of clothing you bought from Temu, that it falls apart. It's about how long the McDonald's ice cream machine lasts. 216 minutes. Or roughly one summer in Anchorage.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Well, time for another segment, a regular one we like to do, usually maybe once a month. It's a segment we call
Confessions.
And it takes us a while to get enough of these. You guys always call them in. Remember, you can hit us up on the website through Facebook as well and send these in. We love it when you do. So here we go. These came from you. Don't shoot the messenger. These are from you, and some of these are brilliant. These are just a chance for you to get, I know, we all have our dark secrets, and this is a chance to get them off your chest, get them out to the public, but yet nobody is the wiser. So let's roll with
Confessions.
And we begin. Local teenagers used to sit in the park smoking weed and throwing stones at the ducks. So I made a fake police ID and got the husband to put on a suit. Tell him to leave, and it worked. Plus, he confiscated their weed. Free smoke.
Confessions.
Took a week off from work. Didn't tell my husband. He had no idea. I left every morning at my usual time. Always got home before him anyway. Got so much done. Lunch by the river, visited the cat cafe, seeing the lawyers to get him written out of my will. Great times!
Confessions.
Post-divorce. Dating my first completely bald man. He started kissing my neck and working his way down my chest. And it was nice, but when I opened my eyes and looked down, and I still know not why I was so indelicate, because I said out loud, "It looks like I've got three boobs." The end.
Confessions.
I'm 55, and I still fantasize at least once a day about what I want to be when I grow up. Get in line, dude.
Confessions.
Me and my now husband met on the Ashley Madison website, but of course we don't want to tell anybody that, so we say we met at work. And I don't worry about him going back there because he's now too old to get any attention. I, however, am not.
Confessions.
Oh my. When I was a kid, I always wanted a bunk bed, but I never got one. So I bought me a bunk bed yesterday. I don't have any kids. It's for me. I'm single. I'm 34. I think tonight I'm going to sleep on the top bunk.
Confessions.
All right. Let's see. Whenever I'm in a public car park and I see a car that's purposely parked far away from the busy part, especially a nice new car, I always parked right next to them, too close.
Confessions.
Finally, my wife had an affair, and I secretly didn't mind. We're both over 50, people make mistakes, that's too old for it to really bother me now. But I decided to pretend it really hurt me and milk it. Now I get to pretty much do whatever I want.
Confessions.
There you go, folks. Send them in. You'll be on the next edition. Something came out about living longer. It's kind of unsettling for some of us. You can supposedly add years to your life simply by being more attractive and exercising, eating healthier, cutting back on drinking, all that. But number one, be more attractive. Yeah, there's a study says out on longevity and facial attractiveness, and it's not exactly great news for some of us. Researchers looked at yearbook photos, going way back, and had independent arbiters rate their attractiveness. They included more than 8,000 people. Then they looked at how and when those people passed away, or if they're still alive, and how healthy they are in old age. since they'd all be in their 80s now, because they look back from 1957. They found that uglier men have nearly a year less on average than men who are considered good-looking. And unattractive women live 2 years less than women who are blessed with good looks. Wow. Study admits they don't know much about the connection, but it could be a direct scientific and genetic explanation, and it all could be like a societal prejudice or pretty privilege, as it's been known. And that's the idea that attractive people are treated better in day-to-day life, and preferential treatment gives them a boost along the way that improves their health and quality of life. Wow. Well, that's not good. What about the rest of us? Oh, man. Now, one economist quote says, over time, if people didn't pay as much attention to looks in daily life, I'm quite sure that 100 years from now, we wouldn't see these differences in longevity. Ooh, spoken like a truly ugly economist. Am I right? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. For the rest of my ugly peeps out there, keep in mind, there are some advantages with being unattractive. I mean, you can use your dog to open your phone with Face ID. That's kind of a cool party trick. You never hear the words, hey, are you Tom Brady? You'll more likely hear, hey, are you Peyton Manning? I mean, and, you know, villagers chasing you with a torch can keep you kind of limber. And who knows, maybe Steve Buscemi needs a stunt double. Or you could just work in radio because nobody cares what you look like. Trust me on that one. We're all getting hungry. How about a foodie roundup? You hungry? Sure you are. Hi-yah! All right, here's your latest This Week in Food News. Snickers Pecan will be coming back after 5 years. And this time it'll be more permanent fixture in the Snickers lineup. Do they do Snickers with almonds? Because those are my favorite. That'd be awesome. Taco Bell could hold the secret formula for bringing customers back to fast food. CNN claims this. I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest it's an exciting new permutation of refried beans, ground beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, and a tortilla. Am I just throwing that out? Just a wild guess, since that's the only actual ingredients the store has. They just give it to you and rearrange it. 17% of parents say their child's lunch is more gourmet than what they had as a kid, but still 21% of their child's lunch comes home uneaten. Well, yeah, or traded or something. More snack, fun snack mashups could be on the way. The candy company Mars is in talks to acquire Kellanova, which makes Pringles, Cheez-Its, Pop-Tarts, and Eggo waffles. So be okay. I'm going to start mashing those together. Gen Z is trying to replace avocado toast with something they call tomato ice toast. Museum of Ice Cream's New York City location is being sued for failing to warn people about the dangers of jumping into its sprinkle pool. They've got a sprinkle pool? It's like something out of Willy Wonka. Are you kidding me? How do you not jump in that? But the fact that they have to warn people means, yeah, people have jumped in the sprinkle pool. And guess what? A new fragrance. Want to smell like Auntie Anne's pretzels? Of course you don't, but you can. It's a powerful new scent that you can get at AuntieAnne's.com. Of course, everything stupid is on the internet. Dunkin' debuting a boozy pumpkin spice latte. Well, this is just in time for fall and back to school for mom. Yeah, it comes in a can, 6% alcohol. Woo! It's better than that box of mama juice you're looking at. According to a new report, just washing fruit before eating may not remove pesticides. They say the only way to avoid the chemicals is by peeling them. So enjoy peeling your grapes and strawberries. Just in time for back-to-school breakfast, Fruit Loop Bagels. English muffin brand has a line of mini bagels and their limited edition mashup Fruit Loop. Okay, Fruit Loop Bagels. Oh, here's an empty, nasty mess. Forget about, your peanut butter got in my chocolate. No, a truck hauling molasses crashed into a truck hauling manure. That's a bunch of stinky, sticky crap. And no surprise here, but Pop-Tarts the size of big screen TVs. They made them, and they sold out. They only made 50 in L.A., Chicago, New York. Sold out in seconds. $60. 70 times larger than a regular Pop-Tart. That's it. Foodie Roundup. Yeah! Well, if you're kind of got the blues, feeling a bit down about your life, all right, you know, enough with the self-sorrow. Let's move on with things. And the best way to do that is at the expense of others, as we bring to you...
Fuck My Life.
And I thank you once again for sending these in to us and sharing your pain. Let's start with this one. Today, my mother woke me up at 4:30 a.m. to tell me our dog was running down the street. I ran for an hour, chasing after her. Turns out it was our neighbor's dog. Ours was in our basement, sleeping.
Fuck my life.
Today, my mother kicked me out of the house because her new boyfriend needs my room. Evidently, he also needs my credit card, passport, and wallet, too, because she kept all three while tossing everything else out on the lawn.
Fuck my life.
Today, I realized my life would make an excellent meme. Nerd girl goes to college, finally loses virginity, gets chlamydia.
Fuck my life.
Today, my son is still single in his 40s, so I asked him about it. Turns out because he has his buddies and doesn't want kids, he hires a house cleaning service twice a month and prostitutes twice a week. So he can't think of any scenario in which a wife could improve his life.
Fuck my life.
Today, I was informed by my manager at work that there had been an accident in the playground. I then had to crawl through tunnels designed for five-year-olds to a tiny platform with no fresh air and clean up a stupid kid's pee and crap.
Fuck my life.
Finally, today I stood up too quickly, got dizzy, sat down on the edge of a bed to regain my balance, and I started dozing off to sleep a bit again, got confused, and beat down the side of my bed thinking I was on the toilet.
Fuck my life.
Well, there you are. Man, my life feels great now. Here's a guy. He can text all the eggplant emojis he wants now, and no one can call him a perv. Dave Bennett of Iowa just broke the world's record for largest eggplant. I'm talking serious girth with his eggplant. Weighed in at 8 pounds. It's 28 inches in circumference. That's a girthy eggplant. The previous record belonged to a British guy, 7.2 pounds, so his is much bigger. You know, he needed both hands to hold it up for the photo. So, I don't know. Why does this sound like I have the wrong music for this? It sounds like I should have. Hold on. Oh, yeah. His girthy eggplant is much bigger than the other guy's. He had to hold it up for the photos with two hands. He hasn't gotten a plaque from the Guinness folks yet, but they did tell him it's official. He's been growing eggplants in his yard for about 5 years. The weird part is he loves growing them, but he's never eaten one. Said he recently ordered his first eggplant dish at a restaurant and had to leave to go catch a concert before his food arrived, so he never actually ate it. He's grown, but he's... There's a picture of him with both hands firmly gripping his eggplant. Oh, yeah. I found something online. They posted up. People were writing in and talking about household items used for sex toys. Uh-oh. There we go. Let's get a little of this going. It was out of Australia. We'll start there. And there are items that have been used to pleasure their owners. In order of popularity. Number one, pillows. Number two, shower heads. Vegetables. Electric toothbrushes. Socks. Gloves. Mobile phones. Yeah, don't let anybody ever borrow your phone. Hairbrushes. Washing machines. You just gotta lean into it. You know, I get that spin cycle. Sure. Massage guns. Flashlights. No, not flashlights. Flashlights. Makeup brushes. Broom handles. Shampoo bottles. Somebody said rolling pins. Anything from a rolling pin to a clean dog toy. How do you know it's clean? Let's start there. I guess you like it rough. I'm so sorry. See, here's the thing I saw about this list. Basically, why didn't they say household items used as sex toys for women? These were all women. Electric toothbrushes, vegetable shower heads, mobile phones, washing. Those are all for, if it was household sex toys for guys, it would say four words. Anything with a hole. You know, football season's coming up. Couch season is coming up. September, when we all finally get some sleep. That'll be nice. For some people, though, the secret to continuing to function isn't sleep. It's having periodic lazy days. So how many lazy days would you need a month to keep going? 2, 4, 25? I don't know. According to a new poll, the average American needs 5 lazy days a month to feel rested and relaxed. That's 60 per year, a little more than 1 a week. All right. Well, that's easy. If, you know, that's kind of Sundays when football season starts. Pretty lazy day, I guess. So when they come to lazy days, how do you plan those out? 3 hours doing absolutely nothing. 3 hours sitting and enjoying your living space. 3 hours watching movies and TVs. Well, isn't that kind of like the other two? I mean, you're not doing anything watching TV. You're watching TV. That's doing nothing. Sitting around and enjoying your living space while watching TV. They've separated that. All right. In bed, 2 hours. 2 hours napping, 2 hours scrolling on your phone, an hour eating, an hour reading. Yeah, sure. Shut up. No, you're not. Listening to an audiobook or podcast. We're dreading the next day, an hour dreading the next day. All right, that's not being lazy and relaxing. That's 19 hours, leaving you 5 hours to sleep, which sounds about right, I guess. Even when you do get a day to yourself, you can't get a normal night of sleep sometimes. All right, but do you need six? I don't know. I think I'm just too hyper, even still. I can't just, all right, I'm going to just laze and do nothing. I'll explode if I do nothing for more than like an hour. I can't. But for some of you, I know the lazy day, you got to, maybe you're having too many of them. I mean, if your to-do list says like nap, and then the second item says like nap again, you probably don't need any more lazy days. Or even at work, some of you, you know, where you spend the day, you know, at your job hiding from customers. Yeah, in other words, you work at Home Depot. I mean, if you're spending more time in your pajamas than your stoner roommate, you don't need any more lazy days. You go onto TikTok and it just says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You've pretty much watched everything. stick to a liquid diet. Chewing takes too much effort on my lazy day. Oh, have you ever had a coworker come back from lunch smelling distinctly like mayonnaise? Well, now that irresistible essence can be bottled and it could be yours. Hellman's has partnered with Tennessee Titans quarterback Will Levis. Because, you know, everybody in the NFL has endorsement deals, but none like this. It's a cologne called Will Levis Number 8, a fragrance based on the smell of Hellman's mayonnaise. They say the scent combines hints of tart lemon, coffee, musk, vanilla, and a whisper of parsley. None of those remind me anything of mayonnaise. Oh, and something they're calling Mayonnaise Accord. Okay. Will supposedly worked with Hellman's and an unnamed perfume company to develop it. And yes, there's a reason it's mayo. Apparently last summer, Will went viral for suggesting he squeezed Hellman's mayonnaise into his coffee. He even earned a lifetime supply of Hellman's. But here's the thing. He did clarify, no, I don't actually do that. It was just a stupid thing. He thought it was funny. He doesn't do it. But that being said, Will Levis Number 8 fragrance, not a stunt. And you can buy it, willlevisnumber8.com. It's $8 a bottle. But really, if you're going to smell like Hellman's main, I guess you got to ask yourself some questions before you decide to smell like Hellman's mayonnaise. I don't know, like, I got questions. Don't I already smell like mayonnaise? I mean, due to my atrocious diet and all? Should I pair this with, say, a good mustard body spray? And when the bottle's empty, do I stick a knife in it and smear what's left on my neck? Is there actually a woman alive turned on by a man who smells like fat burger? Isn't mayonnaise cologne something that sounds good in theory, but in practice is a total disaster? Kind of like Olympic breakdancing? Questions. But I tell you what. Oh my goodness. I can't wait for the ad.
Introducing the latest fragrance from Hellmann's Mayonnaise. Salmonella. Experience the tantalizing blend of eggs, lemon, Dijon, and garlic.
Salmonella.
Savory notes that will leave you feeling bold and sophisticated, nauseous, and cramped.
Salmonella.
This fragrance is sure to give you the chills.
Salmonella.
Hellmann's Salmonella. Available now in the condiments aisle of your local grocery store.
Back to school time this week. No, but first, I think we should, combine that and maybe make it an educational show. It's time for your nerd news. It's time to talk science. Bam! In your nerd news this week, we got hobbits, mayonnaise, and happy drunks. Bam! All right, so let's kick it off. Your nerd news for this Monday edition of the show. In space news, two astronauts Boeing sent to the space station might be stuck up there till next year. Study found terraforming Mars and giving it a thicker atmosphere might be easier than we thought. Terraforming. Ooh, that sounds, might be easier. All right. And the annual Perseid meteor shower peaks, it peaked over the weekend, but it doesn't mean a lot to us up here, of course. Bam! In physics, the secret ingredient to nuclear fusion and limitless energy might be mayonnaise. It behaves like plasma under certain conditions, and it's a lot easier to work with. Scientists are using it as a stand-in to better understand the precise physics of plasma. Uh-huh, mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Bam! In geology, a controversial study found Earth might only have 6 continents, not 7. It claims the tectonic plates under North America and Europe haven't fully broken apart yet and might still be one supercontinent. All right, that's stupid. There's like... North America, okay. Got some booze news. A study looked at why alcohol tends to make us feel happier in social settings than when we're drinking alone. Socializing with other people creates more of the feel-good hormone dopamine, which amplifies the euphoric effect of alcohol. I am a very happy drunk. Lovely Maria, not so much. Bam! She wants to start a bar fight. In cat news, a study found cats might experience grief and go into a state of mourning when a person or animal they're close to passes away. We had to put down Prance, our 21-year-old cat, a week ago. Our other cat, Wilson, really didn't seem to give a damn. Bam! In J.R.R. Tolkien news, we added that. We found fossils of tiny hobbit-like humans. That's awesome. They lived 700,000 years ago on the islands around Indonesia, and they only stood about 3.5 feet tall. How do we know they weren't Oompa Loompas? Bam! And yeah, you look like Kevin news. A study found our faces might shift over time to fit the name we are given at birth. It's a phenomenon called face name congruence. You mean like Steve Buscemi? Bam! They're not sure why, but people were able to guess strangers' names more accurately than if they were just doing it by chance. But it didn't happen with kids' faces, so they think our features evolve to align with social stereotypes. We're looking at you, Karen! We're looking at you!
Hey.
Hello?
I was hoping you'd be calling me. What's going on, baby?
It's time for normal or nope! Anyway, time for normal or nope, and I thought I'd call you because you're fairly level-headed for a broad and all.
Careful. I'm really careful.
I meant chick. Okay.
Chick is a way better round.
Okay, there we are. Well, it's time for Normal or Nope. And these people send in this thing thinking, hey, I do this all the time. It's totally normal. But for a lot of us, it probably isn't. So let me run by some of these for you, okay? Our first Normal or Nope. Cannot wear short sleeve shirts under a winter jacket. It must be long sleeve. Normal or nope?
No, I don't think that's normal at all.
No. See, up here...
I prefer short sleeve because otherwise the sleeve comes... You know what I mean? When you put on the jacket,
bunches
it goes
up.
All the way up.
Okay. All right, good. See? A little logic behind it. That's why I brought you in, sweetie. All right, sure. Normal or nope? Ketchup and mustard sandwiches. Literally bun, ketchup, mustard, bun.
That's disgusting. No. Gross.
Normal or nope? Tater tot hot dish. The tots have to layer in a pattern so that every bite will have a crispy tot with it.
I agree.
All right. Okay.
That's
there
like
we go.
Like the top of the muffin, baby.
Yeah. It's like muffin tops. I agree. All right. All right. Now, we're not talking about pillowcases, just the pillow. Not washing the actual bed pillow for like 3 years. Normal or nope?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, you I have only- a puppy.
I know, but you not only don't want, you will like just throw them away after and buy a brand new one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah. All right, normal or nope? Washing your hands after using the bathroom in your own home when I'm in public or at someone else's place, I'll wash my hands. But at home, if I just have to pee, I'm not going to wash my hands unless, of course, I'm preparing food. Normal or nope?
I agree. That's normal. If I'm prepared for food, I automatically wash.
Right, but, right. But at the
and
house,
in my own friggin' house, every germ that they're my germs.
Right, right. I'm not too concerned. When I was younger, I used to turn the tap on so anyone listening would think I was washing my hands, but I wasn't. I just didn't want people to think I was gross. Normal or no?
Normal. Here's the deal. I'm gonna be straight up. When I'm like at the gym, there's a hand sanitizer thing there, and if I have to run use the restroom and I'm about to lose the equipment, I use a hand sanitizer thing and I use a paper towel. Does
Same
it
thing.
Matter that I don't use water?
Same thing. I get it. I get it. Here's the next one. Normal or nope? The Kit Kat edition: sucking the chocolate layer off each wafer layer separately and licking in between the layers, and then eating the crispy wafer last.
I do suck the chocolate off it. I don't suck in between the layers, and then I do eat the crispy wafer left. So I'm going to go 50-50 on that one.
Why did I just find that a turn on? That's weird. Maybe it was just the word suck. Finally, here's the last one. Using a different toothpaste for morning than night. In the morning, I like minty breath. And at night, I like a strong whitening toothpaste to clean them real well after a day of drinking coffee or drinking wine and snacking. I know it's boring, but that's what I do. I can't be alone.
Honestly, I love that idea.
I do too.
It's not normal for me, but now that you've mentioned it, I'm going to do that.
That's a great idea. So we're going to finish with that one. It's not normal, but we're saying nope, but yep.
Yeah, we're saying nope, but yeah.
There we go. We'll wrap that up with a bow. Thanks, sweetheart.
All right, love you, babe.
Dolce & Gabbana, fashion line, right? They're always doing something... Well, they've got a new fragrance. It's called Fefe. 3.5-ounce bottle, just over $100. Fefe. Did I mention it's for dogs? It's a dog perfume. Fefe. 3.5 ounces, $100. Do you have a fancy dog? Yeah, you're going to want this. They launched their new perfume, Fefe. It's named after co-founder Domenico Dolce's pooch. Oh. All right. One of the Dolce's dogs is named Fefe. They say it's been approved by vets, lasts all day, and dogs seem to really enjoy the scent. All right. Here's the thing. If you can smell it, it's 50 times more powerful on the dog. Oh, of course, they've got personalized dog collars and name tags. So those are probably about $500. Oh, and another reason the bottle is so expensive, the logo on the front is plated with 24-karat gold because you have to have that. I don't know. It's clean and enveloping touch of musk. And the woody, creamy undertones of sandalwood. All right, so it sounds like, smells like what? Sandalwood and Elon Musk? Got it. Fefe. It's new dog perfume. I don't know. I've got a big, smelly dog, so I kind of get it, but I'm not spending $100 for a bottle of it. Just what the world needs right now, though.
Tired of wasting money on noble causes?
Yes.
Spoil your dog with Dolce & Gabbana's new Fefe, a perfume for dogs. Because nothing says opulence like an overpriced cologne for your pup, who'd probably prefer to roll in squirrel poop or mud. Why donate to science and try and make a difference in the world when you can drench your dog in Fefe? Make every sniff a reminder of your pretentious choices. Fefe by Dolce & Gabbana. Because your dog's dignity is worth every penny.
Oh, perfume. I just got that. That's good. You know, I just love looking through the news, finding weird stories to share with you folks. I've got one out of Canada where a politician, Doug Ford, had to hold a press conference to address a situation they seem to be having there near Toronto, the Lakeside Beach area, where people are pooping on the beach. They claim there's not enough bathrooms, and he says, wait a minute, now we've put a lot of money into this beach, why are they still pooping on the beach? Hold on, this is actually part of his here.
They don't have 100% proof, but we've given, by the way, we've given Wasaga Beach $1 million. They have no proof. People are pooping in the park, per se. I think people are respectful enough that, folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that.
Right. Well, you know, sound advice. But he's saying they have no proof. You know, watch what you ask for there, Mr. Politician guy. Oh, you want proof? Okay. I don't think it's like, I'll just take your word for it. Thanks. That's not the beach you want to poop. There are beaches you could probably, you know, like if you go to the Poopoo Islands, for instance, maybe there it's okay.
Oh, jeez, I'm so tired of being cramped up in this house.
Hey, brother, forget last winter. It's time to evacuate the place and head for a vacation you'll never forget in the lovely Poopoo Islands.
Welcome to Poopoo.
The Poopoo Islands, plunked by Mother Nature herself into the Pacific Ocean. It's like no place you never see.
Wow, this is gonna be loads of fun.
And it's just a short cable car trip up Mount Pinchaloof to the beautiful Breakwinds Resort, where you get a breathtaking view of Ajol Bay.
Gee, what a view! And look, ancient ruins.
Ah. The lost city of Caca Grande, founded by the ancient Turks.
Ooh.
And over there is the humble village of the Tekadumpa tribe, where you can witness the Festival of Grunts.
Oh, gee.
Or go to the Poopoo Island Casino and grab a stool at the crap table.
Come on, number two. Number two.
So come on, brother. Squeeze some time out of your busy schedule and plop down at the Poopoo Islands. It's the only way to go.
Make it the Poopoos for the vacation of a lifetime.
Next week will be a fun one. Charlie Reagan's illustrator from The Simpsons and fellow Alaskan is going to be with us. Got some nerd news for you. A foodie roundup. Unethical parenting hacks. Winning the genetic lottery. And smearing poop on your face. Next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.